pain comes after the identification for the world to see, the identification of those who have the seal of God. The sanctification of the Spirit signalizes the difference between those who have the seal of God and those who keep the spurious rest day. We have to get sin out of our life to settle completely into the truth, to have a character that perfectly reflects Christ. Then he will be prepared to come, and we have that character prepared for the seal of God. The test will come of the Sunday law that will then demonstrate to the world a group of people that have the seal of God, and that, according to Sister White, the Bible Training School, December 1st, 1903, is the only way the world can be warned. The final warning message has to do with the world looking at people that already have the seal of God. The seal of God is manifested during the Sunday law crisis. But Sister White is clear over and over again in her writings, over and over, that in a crisis, and the Sunday law is the great crisis, in a crisis, character is never developed. It's demonstrated. Only demonstrated in a crisis. That's why when the new theology preachers in Adventism today say, well, I don't believe God is like that. I don't believe that he is that concerned about sin. Let me give you an example, they would say. Suppose a man's been a faithful Christian his whole life, and he's driving down the road, and here comes a car, and he knows he's going to die in a head-on car crash right then and there, and he accidentally curses the Lord. Well, that's using an incorrect illustration. That illustration is illustrating a crisis. And the spirit of prophecy is clear that what a crisis demonstrates is the character that you have developed. You never develop your character during a crisis. You develop it before the crisis. So when the new theology professors use that example, and they do use that example, they're mixing apples with oranges. If I'm about to die in a head-on car crash and I curse the Lord, it's because I've prepared a character opposed to the Lord. Now, I remember when I first became a Christian, I heard a testimony about a man that escaped from the worst air crash that had ever taken place at that time. He was a charismatic Christian. The title of the tape was Terror at Tenerife. That's where the airplane crash took place. Two loaded airliners crashed on the runway, and people were just burned to death right and left. And he said as he was in that airplane watching people die all around him, there was only two things going on. People were either cursing the Lord or people were praying to the Lord.